This picture shows David being anointed king of Israel by the prophet Samuel. He was the youngest of seven brothers. They had to call him from the field where he was shepherding the sheep. Israel continued to disobey God after Moses, even after God gave them the land he promised Abraham. God would punish their disobedience, usually by allowing their enemies to hurt them. Then they would humble themselves and cry to God for help. God delivered them by different leaders from different tribes. Once he even used a woman named Deborah. They never knew where the deliverance would come from. God wanted them to know that in the future he would send his own son to deliver them permanently. So, 400 years after Moses, he chose David to be king and promised that one of his sons would always be on the throne of Israel. For the next 400 years, Israel learned that their deliverer was always going to be the son of David. Because of frequent disobedience by the kings, God ended the line of Davidic kings by exiling the nation to Babylon. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed that the future son of David would be born of a virgin and would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government will always increase and never end. This is how God will defeat Satan and rule the earth again.